I've talked about drones before, drones which are unmanned aerial vehicles that have been used heavily overseas by the military to track down alleged terrorists and which have resulted in the death of civilians, are not going to be flying on American airspace. President Obama has signed into law a law which will go into effect in 2015, which will allow drones to fly over America, over any town. Approximately 30,000 drones, they're saying, by 2020 will be flying over the United States. I believe before 2020, you're going to be seeing drones probably over the major cities and over some smaller towns. There's two reasons you're going to see this. One, there's the increased surveillance, the government's use of technology to watch and make sure they know everything about us. And also, there's a lot of money to be made from drones. This is a corporate industry which will be worth billions of dollars. And of course, with every egregious government policy, there are politicians who stand to make a lot of money off of drones flying over America. In fact, there are 53 members of the House of Representatives alone that are part of a drone caucus that receive money from the drone corporations. While the threat these drones pose to privacy is unprecedented, they're being unleashed on the American populace before any real protocols to protect our privacy rights have been put in place, and in such a way as to completely alter the landscape of our lives and freedoms. These drones will be outfitted with infrared cameras and radar, which will pierce through darkness, allowing the police to keep track of anyone walking around, regardless of the nature of their business. Police drones are equipped with thermal imaging devices to see through walls, the walls of your home. So there is absolutely no place to hide from these machines, again, even in your own home. Drones will also be outfitted with crowd control weapons. Vanguard Defense Industries has confirmed that its Shadow Hawk drone, which is already being sold to law enforcement agencies across America, will be outfitted with lethal weapons, including a grenade launcher, a shotgun, and other weapons of compliance, such as tear gas and rubber buckshot. This sends a chilling message to anyone who wants to protest against the government, to use their free speech rights to get out in the streets, maybe to raise a ruckus, or to peacefully assemble as our Constitution allows us, and petition a government for a redress of grievances. With the help of nanotechnology, scientists have been able to create ever smaller drones that mimic the behavior of birds and insects, and they're almost undetectable. Despite their very small size, these drones are capable of capturing and relaying vast amounts of data and high-definition video footage. It's inevitable as more local police agencies acquire these spy drones, their surveillance efforts will expand to include not only those suspected of criminal activity, but anyone within the range of the cameras. Innocent people, in other words. What this really means in many ways is that the protections we have in our Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures, which guarantees us that if the government's going to be watching us or surveying us, they have to have some reasonable evidence we're up to some kind of illegal activity. That's going to be gone now, folks. The government is going to be recording everything we do, even in the comfort of our homes. Incredibly, if you're in your house eating, having sex with your wife, using the bathroom, they're going to know these things. In other words, we're living in what I would call a super spy state. The point is that with 56 government agencies now authorized to use drones, including 22 law enforcement agencies and 24 universities, the drones are not going to go away. Included among the institutions authorized to fly drones are police departments in Arkansas, Utah, and Florida, as well as Virginia Tech and the University of North Dakota. Indeed, the University of North Dakota even has a degree program in unmanned vehicle flight with 78 majors. What does all this mean? What it means is that what we used to see as freedom and privacy are going to be extinguished. I think we have to be very alert. We have to protest. We have to demand from our congressmen that they alert us to these things, that they provide strict protections to protect our privacy. If not, privacy as we have known it in the past is going to be lost, folks.